446.
Authorize a contract with Walker Macy LLC for urban planning, design, and architecture services for the design overlay zone assessment not to exceed $150,000.
So there's a lot going on in the Bureau of Planning and Sustainability right now, as we all know, and there's also a pretty urgent need to retune our design review process. So the purpose of this contract is to supplement our staff with consulting services. And I don't know, you want to give us a quick overview of this proposal? Good morning.
Good morning. Hello, I'm Sandra Wood with the Bureau of Planning and Sustainability. Thank you for giving me a chance to say a few things about this project. We're really excited to have the opportunity to be doing an assessment of the design overlay zone. As you know, the D overlay, or the design overlay, is mapped throughout the city, usually in places where high growth is expected. In the comprehensive plan and the mixed-use project you'll see later this year, we're also proposing to expand the design overlay to more areas of the city, which raises the need to do this assessment at this time so that we get the tools right before that expansion happens. The purpose of the assessment is really to look at the design review process, both discretionary design review of projects that go through the design commission and non-discretionary design reviews of permits over the counter, to see what the design outcomes are and if indeed what the value added is in the time and expense worth it, in other words. So we're looking at that. We think, in thinking about this project, we really thought it would be best to have a consultant doing the work so that they can conduct the assessment and do interviews with stakeholders. And we felt stakeholders would probably be more open and willing to speak to an unbiased group of people as opposed to us, staff in the city. So we feel that contracting with Walker Macy, who was the selected candidate for this contract, is a really great way to go. They have a lot of experience, and we're excited to work with them, and hope that you will award this contract today.
Great. Thanks, Andrew. Questions?
What's the timeline for completing the work?
We're having our kickoff meeting next week, if this is awarded today, and we should be back at City Council by December with their recommendations.
Thank you very much. Anyone else want to speak on this item? If not, there is a need for speed, and it's an emergency ordinance, so let's vote, please.
Saltzman?
I appreciate you bringing this ordinance forward, Mayor. It's very important that we take a good and partial look at our design overlay and get some input from people. Aye.
Novick?
Aye.
Pritz?
Thank you. Aye.
Bales. Yeah, I think it's important to know that, you know, we're coming from strength in this issue. We've done a good job with design review, but it can be better. There are places where it takes too long. There are places where it's not enough. And so I think the purpose of this project will be, to tune it, to have it work better for more parts of the city, but also not have it become a huge time impediment for projects that are well-designed. And that's the goal. We have amazing volunteers who serve on the commission and great staff, but we also have a city that's growing so fast. That one, we need good design in more places, and two, we need the system to be efficient. So that's the goal of this project. Really looking forward to the results. Aye. Okay.